They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Talented.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV
Very
drama
talented.
Series called Saving Grace. Talented. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
She's so talented. She's dynamite.
Dynamite.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You say dynamite?
I brandish dynamite.
You, me, Mar, Beers, Buzz.
What's your name?
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Okay.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What is your problem?
There's no problem today, Simon.
Not at all.
Let me see. Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, because it's Rob's birthday.
I wish every day could be Rob's birthday.
Yeah.
So do we.
Today marks a nice anniversary.
Really?
In 1981.
I was 10 years old, Don.
First homicide at Disneyland. When an 18-year-old hooligan was stabbed to death in the old Skyway.
Mm.
The man may not have died, but Disneyland nurses refused to call an ambulance with the scary red lights and the rear,
sure.
rear, rear.
Frighten the patrons.
Instead, they just drove him in rush hour traffic to a hospital. By the time they got him, the guy had bled to death.
Oh, that's too bad.
Rob selected that as his special birthday story today.
That was very good. Did he make sure you drove real fast so we don't have the sirens? Don't want to scare the customers.
Very nice, Robbie.
Happy birthday, Rob.
I'm really happy to have you birthday, Rob.
Thank you, Mr. Eisner.
I think I'll be you've got many more happy birthdays.
I'm sorry that guy bled out.
That's a shame, but that's, of course, doing business.
Did he damage the Disney van?
Not a bit.
That's good. Great.
That's right. Happy birthday.
What do you think of Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Ripa's a wonderful employee. I like her. I like the way she talks about things going on with her career.
Mm-hmm.
She'll go get him. She's real good getter.
Yeah.
Buzz, are you going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld at all?
No, I don't have that, but I hear there's news.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld, worst move ever, maybe,
yeah.
is planning a comeback to NBC.
Hmm.
And the show, here's the outline for the show.
What is it?
It'll be, and this is exactly what the press release said, it'll be like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Instead, it will star Jerry instead of Larry.
You know, when he made that big deal about getting out, and he had that incredible syndication deal that he got where he's been paid more money than probably any TV performer for syndication.
He's rich forever.
Didn't he kind of indicate he was at the end of the line, that was it?
I think he's get a little jealous. Larry David, a lot of people think, was the brains behind that
show.
Yeah,
right.
And you can see in Curb Your Enthusiasm, mm-hmm. the difference, the raw differences between the show. There's no way that Jerry Seinfeld can do something as edgy as Larry David's show. Anyway, it says this is a done deal. It's going to be on the air in June on NBC, this June, like 2 months from now.
Going to be one of these deals where they improv it, where they just have the premise, because we talked to one of the stars of that show.
It'll be set in New York and will feature Jerry playing himself in an exaggerated reality.
I heard they changed his name, though. He's not going to be Jerry Seinfeld. He's going to be Jerry Gold.
I knew that was coming,
and I just waited for it.
Jerry Gold.
As long as we're on the topic of Jerry.
Yes.
I'm glad you pulled this, Rob. For whatever reason, I just thought this was an odd price to offer as a discount for a movie.
B-Movies on DVD this Tuesday.
High five!
Look for your $3 savings coupon in this week's People. Use your coupon to save $3.
Save $3 on a movie.
Wow. Why do you think that's unusual?
I'll tell you why. I consider myself to be a bit of a videoholic.
Yes.
And when I see new DVDs being released, very few come with a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And $3 is an odd amount.
Strange.
It is odd.
I was wondering how...
How they arrived at that?
Now you come up with $3.
Same way the phone company comes up with their long-distance charge.
You can rest assured that it was probably a good deal of thought was put into the price, and they wanted to make sure they can continue at a reasonable price to manufacture the DVDs consistent with quality.
Put that in Curb Your Seinfeld. See, like there'll be nothing like that in Curb Your Seinfeld.
Right.
Also, I guarantee there will be nothing approaching the fact that Jerry Seinfeld's going through the stuff with his wife and plagiarizing the cookbook and stuff.
Filthy rich.
You know, the stuff that Larry David has done on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right. Did you say it's coming on in June?
Yes.
All right, Curb Your Seinfeld, starring Jerry Gold.
What if they did one episode about how bad B-movie sucked?
How bad could it suck?
Hey, how about that B movie guy and in into the Oscars though? You know, we never even talked about that.
Well, of course.
Where they had the B, they had the B on the microphone.
Of course.
B movie.
$3 off.
That coupon is what we call a call to action.
I love it when you speak retail.
If you buy People magazine, find the coupon, take it to a retailer, $3 off.
Now listen, here's how
call
this...
to action.
That's why you've always been a better salesman than a cutter.
Excuse me, but here's what listen to what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
If you want the coupon, you got to buy People magazine.
Right.
So you're spending $2.50 to be able to save $3.
It's not.
So you're really only saving 50 cents, or are you?
It's not like the cardboard subscription card in People. You don't just lift it out. You have to take a page. You must either subscribe.
Yeah. Or go into a store and rip the page out and possibly, you know, have them pull a, who is the actress that was shoplifting all the time?
Bei Ling.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, thank you. You know, either.
Who did you say?
Bei Ling was just arrested.
Oh, Bei Ling. Yes.
True. Bei Ling, forgive me.
Is it Bei Ling or Bei Ling?
I don't know. It's right now. It's in a jail.
I tell you, I'm beginning to Bei Ling right now.
Bilingual. Bei Ling, who is that? The chick on American Idol?
No.
Bei Ling is a very famous Chinese lady that's almost like the Chinese Paris Hilton.
I only mentioned it because I read on TMZ that the Chinese girl from American Idol got busted stealing stuff at the LAX gift shop.
That's Bei Ling. You got them confused. They look alike.
Bei Ling, not Bei Ling. Bei Ling.
The other one was in trouble for having saucy pictures on her MySpace. And not a good call to action.
I like Bei Ling's twin sister better, the nicer one, smiling.
And I like the panders.
Pander bears.
Ling Ling.
And Sing Sing. Isn't Sing Sing dead? They're both dead, probably.
No, but their brother, Ding A.
He wasn't bright.
Ling. Ding-a-ling.
Not smart.
My ding-a-ling.
Chuck Berry's favorite bear.
I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
That song was never funny.
$3 off, B-movie.
Three off.
Call to action.
Consistent with quality.
Curb your Seinfeld.
Right.
God, I hope that burns and crashes like a show on Fox.
I think it will. Is it going to be, you know, the same kind of premise exactly, or do we know yet? I mean, do we know 100% that he's going to be walking around with situations and they're going to be improvising their dialogue?
Don't know if it's improvised. NBC says it's not a show about nothing. June premiere, set in New York. It will be Jerry playing himself in an exaggerated reality.
Which means, hey, Jerry, you're so incredible. Hey, Jerry, you're so famous. Hey, Jerry, you're so Jerry.
He cannot improvise.
Right.
He can't. I mean, see how he can't even keep a straight face on his own program.
Of course I can keep a straight face.
What's the matter with you?
What are you talking about, Rob?
$3 off the movie. Call to action, People magazine.
50 George, cents, don't give away.
George.
Call to action.
I'm jealous of Larry David.
Yeah, clearly.
He's got all my attention.
Now, Jerry, just take a bath in money.
Enjoy it.
Swim in your money.
Don't worry about it, Jerry. I tell you what, if you're jealous about Larry David, every time you're jealous about him, push a Porsche off a cliff.
He's got 24 of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. He's got everything.
Yeah, everything.
Maybe he could have the Rippers over for dinner.
Yes, Kelly and Consuelos.
Kelly Ripper.
The Rippers.
Ripper.
We love the $3 off, Jerry. Brilliant, especially when someone pays $2.50 for People magazine. Feist.
Great idea, Jerry. And Jessica, listen, come into the kitchen with me. We're going to Cuisinart a piece of zucchini and put it into my kid's lasagna.
You stole that, right?
Damn right.
Yes. Right.
Yes,
thank
did.
You, Larry.
Larry.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Anyway, that's the news about Jerry Seinfeld.
Interesting. The subject here is cheating. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he wants a crackdown, says he'd like to see unannounced inspections of locker rooms, press boxes, and communications equipment. Everyone in the league would be required to report even suspected cheating. And the commission wants to lower the standard of proof for imposing fines on teams or individuals for cheating.
You know, I'm telling you, this is all about the Patriots again. Mm-hmm. This is
absolutely.
Yeah, this is too much. This is ruining the game.
This is 100% about the Patriots. That now they're saying that some where did I read? Norv Turner of the San Diego Chargers said he's told his teams for years, when you go to New England, if we're going to have a meeting, don't leave any paper sitting around anywhere, because he's pretty sure that they even have cameras in the ceiling.
Wow.
Like where the other team has a meeting or something like that.
Right. You know, that sucks, and it sucks what they've done to the league, really, and I think they ought to throw Belichick the hell out.
Goodell says he wants these new rules in place this fall. Of course, he has to get it by the owners. The NFL Rules Committee meets next Wednesday. A Democratic congressman, on the subject of cheating, is asking the FBI to drop its criminal investigation of baseball's Roger Clemens. The Bureau is looking for...
I think he misremembers.
...looking for proof that Clemens lied to Congress about his steroid use. Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York says that...
Weiner.
Says Clemens is...
Wet thing.
He says Clemens has suffered enough.
Man meat.
Says there's no public benefit from an investigation, and that surely the FBI has more important things to do. More about that shortly.
Well, you know, sure it does, but they've kind of got us pulled in on this one by the short hairs, so we need a payoff already.
Yeah, and I think everybody was watching that, and one of those two guys, everyone knows, lied to Congress. Mm-hmm. So tell us which one it was. I'd like to see some closure.
Yeah, get on that, Weiner.
Our cheating theme continues. A couple stormed out of an Applebee's in one of Chicago's Indiana suburbs, refusing to pay after pointing to the worms in their salad.
What not?
In their rush to leave after making a scene, the missus left behind her purse. The employees looked inside for the information they needed to return the purse. That's when they found the container that brought the worms into the restaurant.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky.
The couple is now facing criminal charges.
Angel did that on an episode of Rockford Files.
Did it work for him?
No, I think he got caught, too.
Yeah, stupid, stupid people.
And the guy that played Angel, his last name was something like Margolis, his last name?
Was he the guy with a really big face?
He's the guy that kind of looked like Ken Stevens, kind of looked like Cheech Martin.
You're right.
Yeah, he was on Love American Style.
Kind of that
right. Margolis. Stuart Margolin.
That's him. That's it. Bulbous nose, kind of a three-day growth of beard.
He was a character actor.
Attractive man.
Very good. Well, anytime you say he looks like Ken.
Right. Yeah.
And in Minnesota, some bars think they may have found a way around the state's new ban on smoking indoors in public places. Since the new law makes an exception for theater productions.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Think about this, Mike.
About
your joint.
About 30 Minnesota bars have declared themselves theaters. The people smoking are actors in these little community playhouses. The stacks of ashtrays constitute the props department. The bars have even printed up playbills that list the bouncers and bartenders and the roles that they play. One resort even dresses up its patrons in costumes all so they can smoke.
I don't think that's going to last.
Probably not.
And what is the deal with Patrick Swayze? Does he have cancer that's going to kill him? Is he going to die soon? Did he smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day up until like 2 days ago? What is the deal with this guy?
He smoked a lot. He does have cancer. His doctor is saying that he's responding to treatment well and that the cancer has not spread, contrary to what was published by National Enquirer.
But as far as the big casino is concerned, this is like one of the worst ones. You don't want to get this one. Right. This is very, very tough to treat.
You don't want this. You don't want this cancer.
And he had a role in an upcoming movie in which he was to play a gay cheerleader, and he has now withdrawn from that role, apparently to undergo treatment.
Well, so maybe that's a good thing.
Might have helped him in the role.
Right.
Celebrity well wishes for him.
These are awful. These are all these celebrities who really, it's like half-assed. Starting with William Shatner. Cut number 6, please, Robert.
Show business from the heart.
Cut number 6 is Bill Shatner. No, that's the Rolling Stones.
No, he could play.
Cut 6.
Let me try another machine.
It was cut number 6, but it just keeps playing.
These are celebrities that have recorded greetings for Patrick Swayze?
I think they were caught at some sort of event.
Yes, it's Bill Shatner, Dick Van Dyke, and Ray Romano, Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh, boy.
Awesome. Perfect.
A-list.
Here we go. Come on, big
deepest sympathy, of course. He'll be fine. They'll get it.
That was William Shatner. He'll be fine.
Good.
Then here's Dick Van Dyke.
Unfortunately, that's the one that took Michael Landon. It's unfortunately very, very short span of time, which in one way is a blessing, in another way it isn't.
I'd like to be a celebrity at one of these loud cocktail parties just discussing how fast someone's going to die on camera.
Little weird.
Kind of weird.
Well, how would you like to be asked that, and the only thing you bring up is the fact, well, that's the cancer that Michael Landon had.
Yeah, right. And it took him quickly.
Yeah, thank you.
You say what you know.
Where's our Patrick Swayze tapes? Don't we have endorsement tapes from him?
You had one. I don't know if we... If
I think we still do. Here's Ray Romano and Shannon Elizabeth.
He's a good guy. He's a really nice guy. I hear good things about him, so I'm really pulling for him.
Patrick, we all love you. Get well soon.
That was the most insincere of all of them. Mm-hmm. I hated that one.
Didn't care for it.
Patrick, get well soon. Yeah, I've got to get to my limo.
When he was on our show.
Oh, good.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike Mira. I guess his name is Mira. who's going to call himself Geronimo, much less Mira?
Yeah, then we got another one from him.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze. And, you know, you, really, I have to give you one piece of advice. You never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O, whatever, apostrophe, whatever his name is, O'Meara or some stuff like that. Well, see, I told you, you shouldn't have me do this kind of thing because these guys aren't worth knowing.
Did you rank his sobriety?
He was hot. First off, he was hot as balls as an actor when we had him on
our
show.
Oh, we had ladies outside the building.
Sure.
They really were. They were waiting for him. And we mean it this time.
He had been on an all-night bender. No doubt he came in still.
He came in from the night before.
All the women at the station were peeking in through the windows.
Sure.
And he was laying at the table with his hand between his head, his hands between his head, just going, God. Everything's so loud.
Really? But he came in, you know, he was sitting there lying on the desk, and then he came in, and he was a trooper, and he did a great segment, and he stayed long enough to do those tapes for us.
That's what I remember
about the
guy. I remember hearing that interview, and one of the first times you really remarked on the odor of a guest.
Yeah, there was a
he
little
had a
liquor.
Heavy odor of the
there was a little
before.
Booze.
Huh, yeah,
right.
Well, you know.
Swayze.
He'd been partying.
You ever dream when you were sitting there listening to that radio show that you'd ever work on that radio show?
Every night.
I mean, you remember stuff about our show, and we were there that we don't remember, that you remember as a listener.
Well, you know, they always say if you can, you know, set your sights on a goal, and if it's not very high.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Absolutely.
What makes a Nazi? Yeah. How does he get that way?
Is everybody happy?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
One, two, three, four.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside.
Of course,
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Joe.
How we doing on that project back there, Joey? How we doing?
It's burning right now.
Gotcha. Got a tape you got to hear in a second. But first, here's Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Southwest Airlines has been cheating when it comes to maintenance. The FAA is proposing a record $10 million fine against Southwest for allegedly failing to inspect planes for structural cracks. The government says Southwest continued to fly uninspected aircraft, even though Southwest admitted it had missed a mandatory deadline to get them inspected.
Yeah, but they're the first ones to give out peanuts.
Well, so there's that.
Right. How come you didn't respond to my text? I sent you a text.
You sent me a text?
Yes. It said, C-I-S-Y-F, BFF Don. I smell your fingers, best friend forever Don?
I'll tell you.
You're funny. You looked at your phone as if I actually texted you.
See, you convinced me.
You're funny.
But yes, you can. The government.
They've already seen his ass.
That's so true.
We've never been closer. The government's accusing Southwest of failing to protect the safety of its passengers and crew. Quoting a professor of finance who watches the airline industry, this is not just a toilet that's malfunctioning. This is serious. This is going to hurt Southwest.
Toilet.
Southwest has been an industry model for efficiency for nearly 40 years.
Were you texting, Mike? You texting?
No.
I hear the thing going beep, beep, beep. Plus, I can see your hands.
No. I was just clearing. I was clearing a text from my phone.
Gotcha. It looks like.
No. No, you weren't. Okay. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was texting.
Yeah, of course. I heard the beep.
I don't know if it's going to go through, though.
Mm-hmm. Texting to me, Buzz?
It was texting to you. Mm-hmm. I don't think it went through, though.
Yeah, hold on.
Let's see if it did.
Well, I love you, too.
It did go through.
It did.
That's great. It looks like we're going to get a little 24 this year after all. There will be a two-hour movie this fall to tie together last year and next year.
I like that.
No TV show was as badly hurt by the writer's strike as was 24. It had 8 episodes in the can for this season when the strike struck. And the producers and the network decided against airing just a partial season.
Very good.
The 7th season of 24 will begin in April of 2009, set in Washington.
I just sent you a text.
With a woman president.
You get it?
Did you?
I like the way you spell Eaton.
E-A-T-I-N.
E-A-T-O-N.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just, you know, I can't text while I drive. I'm sorry.
Right.
Driving the show here.
I know. I can't do this because I will lose all concentration.
Mike, you want to hear this? Say, Buzz, excuse me for a second.
Okay.
Buzz and everybody, we just saw it. Joe just found this thing.
Oh, good. This is amazing.
On YouTube.
You got to hear this.
You know the guy from Fox 5 in New York, Jim Ryan.
Gray-haired guy, the old guy that hosts the morning show.
The old guy who's now retired that we used to make fun of. He's like a real-life Ted Baxter guy.
Right.
This is him talking to a reporter, a guy who is – there's a fight between tenants and a landlord.
Right? Okay.
So the reporter is at the apartment complex, and the anchor man asks him a question that he wants repeated. It's beautiful. It's classic. We've never heard it. Here it is right now.
Typical process, nor do I, is it a typical process to be working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. This, that's, what, does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
No, I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
Well, I don't
know. Here's Aaron Bell DeMillo.
Good morning, Jim. We are live.
Oh, my God.
On the air. Is that spectacular?
Unbelievable.
Wow. That's not like those tapes we have where the anchors are talking before they go on the air.
That's catty cat. Can we hear it one more time?
Jim Ryan is the best. Remember, we loved him even when we were in New York.
Oh, my God.
When we would go up to New York all the time, Rob and I would catty call each other and go, do you watch this old guy on Channel 5?
And I'm with the anchor on this because he's telling the guy what his question is.
Yep.
Right.
Typical process, nor do I, is it a typical process to be working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. This, that's, what, does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
What's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
No, I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer. How did that happen?
Well, I don't
Here's
know.
Here's Aaron Bell DeMillo.
Hey, good morning, Jim. We are live at...
Wow. That's riveting.
Good morning, New York. Great, awkward TV.
Ooh, yeah. Riveting.
What's great is that reporter, Ollie, is a big, fat guy.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, now what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both old, but the reporter seems out of it at this point.
Wow.
That's a great moment. Thank you, Joe, for finding that.
Yeah, good work.
Joe.
Kathy Lee goes up against Regis. The other
big, give me a C?
The other big TV news today is...
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
The hiring of Kathy Lee Gifford to host the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Is everybody happy?
No. That is wrong, wrong, wrong.
I'm sorry about that. We have an emergency alarm. If ever Kathy Lee got a big job in TV.
Yeah.
9 to 10 o'clock?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
It's the fourth and completely useless hour of today.
No. That's 10 to 11, and that technically that's
not. Oh, I guess they're not against.
Technically, that's not against Regis.
It still sucks.
Anyway, that fourth hour of today has tanked in the ratings. Since
oh, you know what that means? Hold on. Just stop for a second. Technically, Kathy Lee Gifford has been hired by NBC News.
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically.
That's correct.
And you know what it means also? You're going to have Kathy Lee and Ann Curry working together.
And Hoda Kotb.
I'm okay with Hoda.
And Tiki
I'm okay
Barber.
With Tiki Barber.
Yuck.
This is today on NBC.
Wow.
There had been speculation about this, but now an NBC source
Where's
says
that sad music?
Gifford will take over that fourth hour in a matter of weeks.
I'm Matt Lauer here along with Meredith Vera. Well, we've just heard news that rocks our world that Bitch on Wheels, Kathy Lee Gifford, will be joining us for the fourth hour.
That's it. We're all going outside on strike. But first, this is today on NBC. We're going to go throw up.
Oh, what? We're still on? Hi, everybody. It's Matt Lauer. so pleased.
So proud.
So proud. So proud.
Oh, God.
Well, Happily. Meredith, all I can say is it's been since Katie Couric was here that I've used the C word.
May I say to everybody up in management here at NBC, KEC.
What a C word. Now your local news and weather.
That sucks.
Yeah. The aforementioned FBI is looking into
That's an awful hire.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your day like that.
What was, who's the lady with the big boobs that was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Caroline Ray?
Yeah, was she not available?
No, apparently not.
She got fired from The Biggest Loser.
who's that comedian that we all hate so much?
There are a lot of them.
Lisa.
Margaret Cho?
Yeah, she's good. She'll fit mine.
That'll work.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Lisa Lampanelli. We had her on the show. We liked Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, she was very good. A tragedy has hit NBC News today.
Kathy Lee Gifford has been hired by NBC, and we are sick about it.
S&E, the first year local news.
Is springing forward a waste of energy?
No!
NBC word.
We'll address that when we return.
No, and I want to say on Monday, welcome back to everyone else who will finally be back in my regular time.
I can say after that Kathy Lee news, I will be springing forward with a little less vigor.
By my time, I mean I've never really set my clocks.
Right.
I never played the game with everybody.
And our time is your time.
And
the current time.
That's right, the current time.
More daylight to plant my spinach.
You realize that Monday at this time, by right now, we'll already have been in our cars and gone home.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't figured it out yet.
We'll walk you through it, Mike.
Please do.
All right.
I will text you, Mike.
Right.
I will send you gay texters.
Does it affect the weather?
Gay texties.
Just remember, Mike.
Yeah.
Spring ahead.
Yeah.
Fall ahead.
Right.
Remember, righty-tighty.
Lefty-loosey.
Lefty-loosey.
Okay. This is today on NBC.
If it smells like cologne.
Leave it alone.
Very good.
That's right. Milk, lemonade.
Round the corner.
Fudge is made.
Amen.
Hi, Summer.
Did you ball that chick?
Yes, I did.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn genius.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Right on. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
First and foremost, the purpose of daylight savings time is to save energy. If we don't have to turn on the lights as soon as we get home from work, we save energy.
I'm still having issues with your massive lack of personality.
I'm sorry, Simon. I'm doing what I can with what God gave me to work with.
What is your problem?
A new study by the University of California shows people actually use more energy during daylight savings time, 4% more. In the summer... getting home and did I make this sound ominous? More energy. In the summer, getting home an hour earlier means getting home at one of the hottest hours of the day. So we turn on the air conditioner, which uses way more juice than a light bulb.
I'm just telling you, this is the all-around time year that we should have.
I agree.
I think springing forward, you should make it like 4 or 5 hours.
You. Next week, it'll be dark again when you get up, which means you'll have to turn on the lights in the mornings.
You're good, you.
The study shows that daylight time costs over $8.5 million a year in extra energy, and that's just in Indiana.
You know who invented it?
Who?
Ben Franklin.
I thought it was Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon signed off on it.
He implemented it.
All right.
Finally, experts have come forth with what they say is the ideal amount of time to have ideal sex. The survey shows that most women find that 2 minutes is too short and that 30 minutes is too long. The ideal amount of time they've determined is between 7 and 13 minutes. But experts say they don't want couples to start clocking themselves.
Sorry, ladies.
A new study in France finds that women there have become more like men in their sexual aggression and that men have become less aggressive.
I can't hold out. I'm sorry. I have no willpower.
7 minutes?
Are you kidding me? I might as well be an eternity.
All right.
For me, 60 seconds feels like 60 hours.
I understand.
It's good that you feel that way. It means you're virile.
Mm-hmm. You're goddamn right. My swimmers are everywhere today.
Maybe it's because of daylight savings.
We're all ramped up after today.
I'm always excited about summer.
French women now have twice as many partners as women had in the 70s. The study says French women have also become less monogamous.
Yeah.
And in Germany... a Benedictine monk.
Oh, Germany.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Funny tape.
A Benedictine monk has been arrested for stealing gay porn videos from a local sex shop. A search of the monk's room back at the monastery turned up 230 other such DVDs.
I'm responsible for anal leakage.
Not an illegal amount, just enough to get him by.
He's what you call anal, isn't he, man?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, no. We're out of time.
Oh, no, yes. No, no.
I think we got to fly. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. See you Monday. Happy birthday, you big Nazi.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Happy
you very
birthday,
much.
Rob.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Smell your fingers later in head.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Happy birthday, Adolf.
I still smell her.
This is the Don and Mike Show.